From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It was a false alarm and human error when Hawaii residents were alerted to a missile threat inbound to Hawaii on Saturday. The message told residents to seek shelter, adding, "This is not a drill." Kailua resident Donna McGarity hunkered down with family in the bathroom. She was still shaken hours later.
You're still a little bit, you know, a little kind of freaked out, like you get that feeling in your stomach when you're scared. But now it just made me think, you know, I wanted to talk to my kids and tell them I love them. That's it.
Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz said the false alarm was human error and was totally inexcusable. The morning alert caused residents to panic. U.S. President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Iran Friday while stopping short of reimposing harsh sanctions to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Trump said he was waiving the nuclear sanctions for the last time in order to give lawmakers and allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. The president's proposals included Iran's agreement to open all sites immediately to international inspectors and an assurance from Tehran that it never develop a nuclear weapon. Robert McNally is conflict resolution specialist.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute, our deal was we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
This is VOA News. South Korea has suggested forming a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month. North Korea's representative to the International Olympic Committee, Chang Eun, acknowledged the proposal Saturday as he was returning home from IOC headquarters in Switzerland. He did not say whether North Korea supported the proposal, which was made Tuesday when North and South Korea held talks. President Donald Trump's vulgar comments to U.S. lawmakers explaining his opposition to Haitian and African migrants has sparked outrage and condemnation at home and abroad. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville called the comments racist.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people.
Trump reportedly said migrants from Africa come from S-hole countries, a remark Democratic Senator Dick Durbin confirmed that Trump used during a meeting with lawmakers on immigration. A survey by three leading UN agencies, the UN Refugee Agency, the UN Children's Fund, and World Food Program, finds that more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line of less than $4 a day. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UN headquarters in Geneva.
After nearly 7 years of war, the UN survey finds Syrian refugees in Lebanon are poorer and finding it ever more difficult to make ends meet. It also shows refugee households on average spend $98 per person per month. Nearly half that sum goes toward food. The UN agencies conducting the survey report most of the refugees need to borrow money for food, to cover health expenses, and pay rent. It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt.
President Donald Trump's physician on Friday declared him in excellent health after his first known physical checkup since his inauguration nearly 1 year ago. The examination was conducted at Walter Reed National Medical Center by the president's personal physician. The checkup for the 71-year-old president will not include psychiatric evaluations, Sarah Sanders, the president's spokesman, said earlier. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.